The well-known children's story Three Little Pigs is proving a big hit with youngsters in Ipswich. It's being performed on stage at the New Wolseley Studio in St George's Street. Well, I've been huffing and puffing my way to the theatre and I got in for a taster. Well, let's meet the two little pigs, two of the three little pigs, your pardon the expression, Gwen Thompson and John Stretch. Thank you very much indeed for having a chat to us here at the New Wolseley Studio.
Hi there.
Hi.
I've heard good things about this production, that the kids love it, don't they?
They do. The kids have been brilliant. But actually, the mums and dads have had quite a good time as well.
Yeah, we've had a good reaction from all ages.
Yeah, really good. It's been lovely being in here in Ipswich.
Hmm. Often the way, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, this
the parents seem to be enjoying it more than the youngsters sometimes.
Sometimes, you know, we have to sort of hold them down in their seats a bit, but the kids generally shush them and keep them quiet so they
exactly.
behave themselves.
Get them to behave themselves and sit still. Yeah.
Is this part of a nationwide tour?
Oh yeah. Well, we're trying to taking Three Little Pigs all over the country starting next year. We're starting off with this show here. We've got Three Little Pigs going to London, and where else is it going?
All over the place. Pigsties nationwide.
Yeah.
Plenty of those around here.
Exactly.
So if you want to take it out on location, you're sport for choice here in Suffolk.
Exactly. Great.
So what's the origin of the piece?
We made the piece, Stuff and Nonsense Theatre Company made the piece last September in Bristol for last Christmas. We went down to Plymouth last Christmas and performed it for a month there. The three of us basically just got in a guide hut with lots of pigs and a set and played and made lots of cartoon noises and sound effects and things and played with music. It's good.
But John, it's not a Christmas show as such, is it?
Not entirely. It does work the other 11 months of the year as well, but there is a little element of Christmas. The pigs do celebrate Christmas a little bit and they've got a little Christmas tree and but you know, it's not Santa doesn't appear. No. He hasn't come yet.
And you're working with puppets, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you actually see the audience while you're doing all that?
No, can't see the other performers either.
No.
So you're quite stuck in a little puppet booth back there. So you're quite blind and just hoping that the pigs are looking in the right direction.
And do you both specialise in this sort of theatre?
Sort of. I mean, puppetry is just one strain of what we do. We've both done different street theatres and outdoor theatre things and indoor stuff.
Cabaret and all kinds of things, really. And so it's great. I mean, it's lovely being indoors at this time of year because it's chilly outside.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's great coming out from the puppet booth as well because we do quite a lot of action on the stage as well. And then we can check that no one's left and they're all still there. So
maybe get one or two of them up on stage. You know.
Yeah. Everyone has a good time.
And it's great that youngsters today can still connect with theatre, isn't it? Because they have got it really on a plate when you think about it. All the computer games, all the big major movies now, the animated movies. It's great that they can come in here and really get into it.
That's right.
It's nice. It's nice to see them kind of really interacting.
Yeah, it's proper live entertainment. Proper live entertainment.
Yeah, we don't let them sit back.
They can even smell us if, you know, if we get too sweaty. So yeah. It's really real and they love it. They can't press the remote control and change it. They have to, you know, they don't need to because it's great. They're all having a good time.
Three pigs, maybe a wolf or two, roaring, some houses.
You've stuck to the quite rigidly to the story, have you?
Yeah, that's sort of Stuff and Nonsense's style. The theatre company's style is to take the original stories and then put a little bit of anarchy in there and twist them a little bit for the ending.
Yeah.
A lot of things we see for youngsters try and make it appeal to the adults as well. Certain things can go over the youngsters' heads. Is this the same here or not?
There's a few little things that the adults will laugh at that the kids might not get. But there's also, I mean, it's aimed at the kids, but it is a show that is enjoyed by everyone for different reasons. And after the show, it's great, you know, hearing people's reactions as to the adults have a favourite moment of the show and the kids have a different favourite moment of the show. So it's something for everyone in there.
And you're here for a little longer, aren't you?
Yep, till the 31st of December.
So here for Christmas or getting back home for Christmas?
Yep, here for Christmas.
Lovely. Well, have a great time. Thank you for speaking to us on BBC Radio Suffolk.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
And maybe we'll see you back in the new year. Who knows?
Look forward to it.
Thank you.